Joining me in the studios at the University of Sioux Falls are two of my favorite people. International Women's Day is today. It's Women's History Month, and it's always nice to have these two back. Erin Bosch is Director of Women's Leadership for MB and Executive Director of Dress for Success. Erin, welcome back to the program.
Thank you.
And Abby Bischoff is MB Marketing Director. Abby, you haven't been here with me before. You've been on the show talking about your calendars and other things, but...
Yes, I have.
Yeah, all right. So welcome. Thanks, both of you, for being here. We appreciate your time.
Thanks for having us.
Especially when you have so much going on.
Yeah.
All right. We've just been goofing off for the last 5 minutes and having a great time in here, which is kind of what we do. So let's talk about the business end of things. And Women's Leadership Program, where are you at in that cycle right now? Erin, do you want to start?
So we started our 9th and 10th class this year, 2018, in January. And the program consists of really two components. It's facilitated sessions January through May. And then in May, we pair all the participants with a seasoned mentor, and they begin a year-long mentor relationship. And so we're kind of we're almost halfway through those facilitated sessions. We bring in subject matter experts who share their wisdom on specific topics, like identifying who you are as a leader, being able to talk about crucial conversations when it comes to negotiating your salary, things like that. So our next topic is diversity and inclusiveness in leadership. So that's a big one.
Some very hot topics this year. When we talk about salary negotiations, we saw that play out in the national stage as well. As why is that so hard for women, Erin?
Women tend to maybe underestimate their value a little bit. Mm. And so we have this specific conversation with the group, and I see kind of a resurgence of confidence after we have that. It's in them, but just framing that conversation, you know, when to have the conversation, when to approach your boss, having all the facts and figures in front of you when you go in,
right?
Just being really prepared.
Abby, is this, you're participating in this program? How so?
Yeah, I'm a participant of the program. It's kind of a flip for me because for the last couple of years I've been promoting the program,
right,
from that side. So it's been really interesting to be in it as a participant and experience the curriculum that Erin has put together and has crafted over the last few years. So it's been there's a lot of self-awareness,
right,
that comes up through the program, which is good. It's always good to reflect and think about those things, you know, from a leadership standpoint.
Why would you recommend it to others? You've been promoting it, so you've already been recommending it to each other. What kind of experience have you had that really makes that conversation you have with other people the more, you know, much more rich?
I thought I was a pretty self-aware person going into the program, but there have definitely been moments that have been light bulb moments for me about how I can be a better leader, how I can use my natural skills to be a better leader, to be a better coworker, to be a better leader for myself too, which I think is something, I think a lot of times in workplaces, we're taught how to interact with other types of people, you know, like, oh, you work this way, so that might not be natural for you to work with somebody this way. And I think in this program, what's really interesting is you learn those things about yourself in a really deep way that can push you forward in ways that I haven't kind of done some of that exploration before.
Yeah. Can you give me an example? Are you willing
sure.
to give me an example?
Sure. So my example, so we did a test called Strength Finders, which is a pretty common tool that's used, but we spent kind of a whole afternoon talking about those strengths we have. And one of my strengths is something called input.
Mm-hmm. Input mine is, too.
Yes.
I know this one.
Right? Yeah. So it means you're a learner and you want to learn all the stuff and you want to know all the stuff, but it doesn't just end there. It's you want to then share that stuff with other people.
Right.
And we talked about the balcony, so like the really good ways that you can operate with that behavior, and the basement ways. So the not necessarily bad, but just, you know, not as productive ways, right?
Yeah.
So it was just really interesting to hear like, oh, you, like I have a lot of collections at home. I'll call them collections, not hoarding. Or I memorize TV shows and music quotes like it's my job. And it's not my job. It's fun. I mean, it's fun to throw out Parks and Rec quotes whenever I can, but it's not necessarily the best way to use
a balcony moment.
Right. It's not the best way. But, and so we talk about how those things are just kind of innate in us, and then also how we can use those in leadership ways to bring people along, right? Like, I want to, that's what part of input in is, like, sharing that story and bringing people along. So it was interesting to really go in deep on that stuff and not just go, well, you're an input. You like to know things and share it.
Yeah.
Like,
I want to know all the things.
Yes. All the things. Specifically about Parks and Rec, apparently.
And that works really well for me in this job because it is a relentless input. And for some people, that they might struggle with that. For me, that's a strength. So that's a real balcony. For me, the hoarding of the emails and the books and the magazine articles,
I think there's
and the
20,
podcasts and the
23,000 emails. And I just never delete any. Inbox zero is...
We don't know what that looks like.
No.
We don't. What's a strength of yours, Aaron? What have you learned that you really carry this a strength of yours into your work?
Maximizer is one of mine, and I really like to see things succeed and excel, and I think
one of mine too. Look how we're all alive.
Yeah. Well, that's what is so great about having these conversations in this group is that but we all function differently.
Right.
So we have the same strengths, but we all use them in different ways. And I think one of the best things that's come out of this group is that when these women start this program, we ask them to be really vulnerable really quickly. And for some, that's a really big challenge. And in order for us to move forward as a group, we all have to kind of trust each other and embrace each other's stories. And so for some women, being vulnerable right away is really hard. But they have jumped that hurdle and...
Yeah.
Embraced each other and they support each other. And when conversations come up like this is what's happening to me at work, what's your perspective or what would you say? They know they instantly have a group of 25 other women that they can bounce ideas off of and get some really great feedback.
Yeah.
On.
It's pretty incredible how quickly the group does come together. Cause you do have to be vulnerable. I mean, I cried the first two sessions at least, maybe three, I don't know, but I'm a crier, but knowing that that's not the natural state for a lot of people, to be vulnerable and to talk about themselves and to like dip their toe into that self-awareness, I think has been, and the conversations I've had with women that are in the group that aren't a lot like me that say, oh, I hadn't, one time we talked about self-sabotage. Like what are those behaviors that you have that continually make you to self-sabotage? And one of the women in the group was like, I had never thought about it this way.
Mm.
And it was really powerful for her. And the thing that she was talking about in self-sabotage was basically like putting up walls.
Mm.
So that practice in itself was just, it was really impactful for her. So,
Aaron, tell me what's happening with Dress for Success this week, because there's some...
Yes.
Activity right now.
We've got a lot going on. Dress for Success, we're hosting our spring closet sale. It's open to the public on Saturday from 9 to 6, but we've got our whole boutique has been turned into a shopping experience for folks. We generally open the doors early to our clients and our referral partners, so anybody that's been in the building before as a client is welcome to come early, and they're able to expand their wardrobe in a really economical way. So nothing costs more than $10 in the whole boutique. I mean, you could buy a suit for $10. I mean, you could put together a whole outfit of individual pieces if you wanted for $10. But, we have a really generous community that donates a tremendous amount of clothing almost daily to us. And
really?
So because we don't charge a fee for service, this is a creative way for us to help raise some revenue to support the programming that we do. And so we might turn clothes that are not suitable to wear to work and offer those to our clients and the public, for a really reduced price.
So anyone can come in for the shopping part?
Saturday, 9 to 6. Anybody.
In Sioux Falls?
In Sioux Falls. It's 620 West 18th Street.
All right. So go ahead, Abby.
I was just going to say, women that have discovered the closet sale, don't miss a closet sale. It's pretty incredible.
Yeah, jewelry and scarves.
$2 for jewelry, $4 for shoes. I mean, it's just...
Purses, brand new purses.
It's incredible.
Clothes with tags still on them.
And it all, and like Aaron said, it all goes to the programming, which we don't charge a fee for. So it's
fascinating.
It's essential. So.
All right. MB is doing such great stuff and still going forward. How far out do you reach in the region, would you say?
Oh, statewide. And, we're certainly, with some of our youth programming, in Minnesota and Iowa. But, you know, I just finished up a leadership program specific to nurses in Rapid City. We started last fall. So MB has a pretty far and wide reach.
We just got our first physical location outside of Sioux Falls this fall in Mitchell. So we have childcare and school age care in Mitchell now. And like our Girls on the Run program is across the state and like Aaron said, into Iowa and Minnesota. And then First Lego League is another one of our programs that's really statewide at mm-hmm. this point.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we'll have to have you back again and again because we have a statewide audience. So we'll talk more with you in the future. Any final thoughts you want to say? Happy International Women's Day.
Happy International Women's Day.
Absolutely.
Abby Bischoff, MB Marketing Director, and Aaron Bosch, Director of Women's Leadership for MB and Executive Director of Dress for Success. They join me at the STPB studios at the University of Sioux Falls.